Welcome and thank you so much for listening. This is three tips on how to terminate with your therapist. Now, I want to just say that if you didn't listen to my recording from last time, which was five tips on how to choose and maintain a therapist, this is a follow-up. It's a standalone as well, but it would be very helpful to listen to it in that full context. So let me start off by saying that not all therapy lasts forever. I'm a big believer in brief solution-focused therapy, and I don't believe in lifetime therapy. I think it's great to have a relationship with clients, and I love when I'm able to establish a really strong rapport of respect and kindness, which is, to me, the bedrock of therapy, and that when the client does terminate, maybe after 1 to 3 months of mild therapy, or 3 to 6 months of intense, or moderate, or 6 months to a year of intense trauma therapy, and maybe some maintenance afterwards, which is totally reasonable and understandable. And then every once in a while, situationally, this happened, this changed, this thing, whatever it is, a death or a shift or a trigger or whatever it is, that follow-up every couple of months, every couple of years, right? That's great. That's amazing. That's what I think it's supposed to be. But there are times that it's time to say goodbye. So let's zoom out for a minute. I'm not talking about ethical violations. There's a reason there's a board. And obviously, if a therapist does something inappropriate, whether it's a confidentiality issue or sexual or anything else, obviously that's immediate termination, and that's something to think about as far as the board, etc. I'm talking about just where you've been working with somebody, maybe you just met them and you're not sure if it's working, and or you're midway through a journey with them, or you feel like you've been with them for a long time, and you've made a decision that it's time to terminate. So let me again zoom out on and just say two points before I give these three tips. So point number one is that in the last recording, I talked about ways to look at how you're making progress. I'm not discussing that here. That's up to you to decide. Some people think it's weird to talk about progress with therapists. I want to say that, yes, it's true. Therapists do have feelings. And sometimes therapists feel like, hey, I'm inadequate. But and oh my gosh, I feel bad that this client isn't getting helped. But you know what? The reality is that our responsibility is to you. And sometimes, even though we think we're helping you, sometimes it's not the help that you need. And that's okay. And therapists are trained to be able to deal with, that transference and counter transference of feelings that the clients have, whether positive or negative, and feelings that we have as far as, are failing you, etc. Hopefully that's not a frequent issue of us feeling like we're failing you. So that's not what I'm referring to about how to gauge that. That's a whole different conversation. And what I want to say is how not to terminate. This is how most clients terminate. In their mind, I feel bad. I mean, this person really did help me. I'm kind of not so motivated. Whatever reason, I can't afford it anymore. It's too much time. I'm not really focusing. But I also don't want to lose a friend, and I also don't want to hurt this person. So, all right, I'll just, cancel last minute. So then, they forget to cancel, and then the clinician calls and says, oh, I'm sorry, you could charge me. It gets very, very awkward. And then, okay, yeah, I want to follow up with you in 2 weeks. And it often takes, one, two, three no-shows and a couple of charges when there could have just been a conversation. So I understand why, and I wanted to give you that background. I understand the psychology of it. I remember when I first started, I thought, I went to a couple of my friends, and I said, is it me that clients just, after they're done with you, they kind of, do this awkward thing where they can't really terminate? And they said, yeah, everybody does that. Everybody has that. And I've been teaching therapists for almost 2 decades now, and I hear about it all the time. It's very, very common. So clients need to learn how to communicate. Now, I always talk with my clients about, hey, how will you know when you're done with me? I think it's important. From the first session, I remember a client one time said, oh, you're trying to get rid of me already? Yeah, I am. My job, I believe, as a therapist is to give you a supportive hand, but also make myself obsolete as soon as possible, to be honest. It doesn't mean that some people don't need you for a long time and that you shouldn't make yourself obsolete right away, but I want there to be a really, really healthy environment of not codependency, but respect and mutual appreciation. So let's talk about three tips how to terminate. Tip number one is gather your own thoughts yourself with a trusted friend about, the pros and cons of what you've gained and what you haven't gained. And then tip number one, after you've gathered your own thoughts, talk to the therapist directly about it. You'd be surprised. We actually are really good at having these conversations. And the times that I've had them, they're really, really good. So have a termination discussion or just an open conversation about here's what it is. That's why I said the caveat where I'm not talking about ethical violations. So, hey, here's where I'm stuck. And the therapist might say, you're right. We really did max out in that way. And that's okay. Don't be afraid to stand behind your own thoughts. If you want to go into the conversation open-minded and say, maybe I don't have to terminate, that's cool. But if you want to go into the conversation knowing that you are terminating, that's also important. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is don't just jump in blindly and say, okay, I'm done. if there's a reason that you're terminating, it's fine. But just decide whether you still need help or not, whether you still need support, what your self-care plan is going to look like. It doesn't matter if it's therapy or if it's not, or maybe it's group therapy, or maybe it's terminating to once a month, or, you know, limiting it, or whatever it is. Or maybe I just want to try a different modality. That's cool. You know, I myself try to, you know, experience different therapists. First of all, I like to see what it feels like to be a client. Second of all, I have plenty of things to work on. And I've had some really amazing people that I've worked with that I'm very, very grateful for their kindness and their generosity. And they've taught me a lot as well. And I hope that I teach and inspire my clients. I really do. Okay, let me get off my soapbox. So item one is get in yourself and think about, you know, how you want to terminate and why you want to terminate, what you've gained and what you have and why you think you're ready to stop. And then bravely and respectfully talk to the therapist about it. You'd be surprised. Number two is prepare and make sure that you have a transition plan, especially if you're doing intense therapy, then all of a sudden you decide, okay, I'm done, or this isn't working, or I don't like this modality. Make sure that you have a transition plan, whether it's to a new therapist or to a new group or to a different way of supporting yourself. That's really, really important. And number three, have a termination session. Really, have that official session. I love reading the original notes and with a client, here's what you came in for, here's what we did over the course of the 6 months we were together, or 1 year, or whatever it is, and have that conversation. You'll see it gives you and the therapist, but mostly you, a really tremendous amount of a really, really good closing of the circle and a good feeling of closure that you could be able to benefit from. So again, there's nothing wrong with stopping with a therapist. There are some times where you just realize this is not working, and it's okay. You don't have to be angry at the therapist, and they're not going to be angry at you. They are going to be annoyed if you no-show last minute and you do it multiple times, and then you keep saying, oh, just charge my card. Therapists hate that. We're not interested in just, okay, yeah, I charge you whatever it is, a $50 no-show fee, $100 no-show, whatever it is. Even if you're working with a therapist who has a $300 no-show fee, it doesn't matter. They'd rather work with somebody than just taking your no-show fees. That's not what they want. So talk to them openly, and you'd be surprised how much closure that could offer. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you a great day.